Of course, the breaking story this morning is that hurricane, and we're going to cover the story live, but also a week of much news to talk about in the economy, the presidential campaign, and the 7th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Dan Shore is away this week, so we're pleased to be joined by USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. Susan, thanks so much for being with
us. Scott, it's great to be with you.
And let's get to the Governor Palin interviews first.
Because what else could we talk about, possibly,
when
it comes to politics?
No, absolutely the case. First interview since joining the ticket. What's your assessment of the
impression? She survived, and she didn't make any big gaffes. There's no huge horror about some error she made. So in that way, I think the McCain campaign is probably pleased by how that went. Now, she didn't have a lot of specifics, some debate about how deep her knowledge is on some of the foreign policy questions. I was more surprised, frankly, by the lack of specifics on some domestic issues when she was asked three things that the McCain presidency would do differently from Bush on the economy. She ended up, I think she rambled on for a while and ended up with kind of a Republican mantra of cut taxes, control spending, and improve oversight, but without any specifics on those. I was trying to think, Scott, the last time a political interview was so hotly awaited and dissected. And the one I came up with, I think, was the Clinton interview during the 92 campaign on 60 Minutes when his campaign was really faltering. And
of course, that had sex in it, though.
Yeah, it did. But that was about the presidential candidate. Yeah. Here we've had this extraordinary interest in the number two person on the ticket.
What about when Charlie Gibson looked down his glasses over at Governor Palin and said this plainly, "Do you believe in the Bush Doctrine?" Was that a fair way of putting that question?
Let me defend the gotcha question, because whatever Governor Palin's merits, she is very new to the scene. You know, 2 weeks and a day ago, most Americans probably could not have named the governor of Alaska, except for, of course, those Americans who are themselves Alaskans. So there's a lot of curiosity about what does she know? Is she ready to serve as president should that occasion arise? And so I think it is fair to ask questions that are aimed at exploring that. Now, she did not seem to know what the Bush Doctrine was. Some defenders today, Charles Krauthammer's column, a story in the Washington Post, that say there are several different things that could describe the Bush Doctrine. But I think it's fair to say that for most people, the Bush Doctrine is the idea of a preemptive attack for a danger down the road.
But is it? And then let me take the other side for a moment. And I have a world of respect for Charlie Gibson, who's not only a gracious man, but I think a very fair reporter. But I'll go this far. I think if I were asking a question like that, for the sake of the audience, if not the candidate, I would say, what do you think of the Bush doctrine of preemptive attack?
Except I think his point was, does she know what the Bush Doctrine is?
Well,
and what does she think about
it? She might
it?
Know what it is when you say what it is, but does she know it by that broadside that those of us in the news business put on it, the Bush Doctrine?
Well, you can make that point. You can say it was a gotcha question. I personally thought it was a fair question. And I thought one thing that was interesting and not explored in most of the commentary was when she finally discussed the Bush Doctrine, the idea of preemptive strike, she didn't really address the question. The answer she gave said, I believe that if there is an imminent threat, we could take any action. Well, that's, of course, something everybody agrees on.
Another fracas this week over Senator Obama's use of the term lipstick on a pig. The McCain campaign condemned him using the phrase as a sexist jape. Senator Palin, of course, or Governor Palin, made that famous reference to her lipstick in a convention speech. The Obama campaign condemned the condemnation. What do you make of it?
Blatant appeal to farm states, I think.
Wow, what an original analysis. What, was it a sexist jape or for that matter, an anti-porcine?
I think there's no evidence he was trying to refer to her. Now, I was talking to my mother who lives in Kansas.
Pretty well-known phrase, too.
Pretty well-known phrase. And she said, well, you know, that's the best line she had in her speech when she talked about the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull. And she said the difference would be lipstick. What a non-issue. I mean, I spent most of this week in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, talking to voters about the presidential election and what they're thinking about. And all they wanted to talk about was the economy, was what's happening with their mortgages, gas prices, how are they going to pay for home heating oil. They did not want to talk about lipstick on a pig.
Was there something refreshing about seeing the two presidential candidates not talking but just together at Ground Zero in New York?
One of the few things I think that could have stopped this campaign, stopped the ads for a day, remembrance of 9/11. We just have 52 days to go in this presidential election. We lost one of them to the remembrance of 9/11. I think that's not a bad thing.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Susan Page, of course, the Washington Bureau Chief of USA Today. Always good to be with you. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.